It's New Year's Eve Day, and that means law enforcement in New Mexico will be logging long hours, paying particular attention to impaired drivers. Ben Lewinger, executive director of the New Mexico chapter of MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, says the new year is the nation's deadliest day for drunken driving.
What we see is that more than half of the traffic fatalities involve drunk driving, and that's way more compared to any other day of the year. What MAD suggests is you be proactive. You designate a non-drinking driver before you go out. This is, of course, what everybody knows. But you can also save the number of a local cab company in your phone. The New Mexico Department of Transportation has a wonderful app called NDWI, and this will help you not only to keep track of your safe rides home, but also to help report other drunk drivers that you might see on the road.
Lewinger suggests people ringing in 2014 with alcohol make preparations prior to partying.
What we see is that more than half of the traffic fatalities involve drunk driving, and that's way more compared to any other day of the year. What MAD suggests is you be proactive. You designate a non-drinking driver before you go out. This is, of course, what everybody knows. But you can also save the number of a local cab company in your phone. The New Mexico Department of Transportation has a wonderful app called NDWI, and this will help you not only to keep track of your safe rides home, but also to help report other drunk drivers that you might see on the road.
Locally, the Santa Fe County DWI program has announced the availability of $1 taxicab rides until 2:30 a.m. on New Year's Day. Plans for a Roswell horse slaughterhouse to open New Year's Day have been legally blocked, for now at least. The Albuquerque Journal reports that a state court on Friday will consider New Mexico Attorney General Gary King's request for a temporary restraining order to block Valley Meat Company from opening. King's suit says Valley Meat stands to violate state laws related to food safety, water quality, and unfair business practices. An attorney for Valley Meat calls the lawsuit frivolous. The U.S. Census Bureau released state population growth figures Monday, and New Mexico's population is estimated to be more than 2,085,000 people. The state's growth rate over the 12-month period ending in July shows New Mexico gained just over 1,700 people, an increase of less than a tenth of a percent from the previous year. That puts the state in the bottom five for growth, along with Vermont, Pennsylvania, Maine, and West Virginia. The Census Bureau says the top five population growth states were North Dakota, the District of Columbia, Utah, Colorado, and Texas. Rio Rancho police have identified a man and woman killed in a two-vehicle crash at an intersection over the weekend. Police say 21-year-old Audrey Jones was driving one of the vehicles involved in the collision Saturday, and that 22-year-old Dakota Chino was her passenger. Police say they're not certain whether the two victims were from Rio Rancho or visiting for the holidays. Thieves stole 320 feet of copper wire valued at nearly $4,000 from the Water Boys business on St. Michael's Drive early Monday morning. The New Mexican reports that another copper wiring theft was attempted at the Santa Fe Children's Museum on Old Pecos Trail also early Monday. The museum is located next to the St. John's United Methodist Church, which was hit by copper thieves 2 weeks ago. Santa Fe weather today mostly sunny, a high near 45. Tonight partly cloudy, the low 21. For New Year's Day, mostly sunny and a high near 46. I'm Tom Tropridge, KSFR First News.